Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July the 31st, 1854, Arthur Berkeley, future President of Liberia, was born in Barbados. His father, Anthony, was one of the leaders of a branch of the American Colonization Society, which had been set up in Barbados by Samuel Jackman Prescott. Arthur Berkeley, together with his mother and father and 10 siblings, were members of a party of 333 emigrants recruited by the American Colonization Society, who left Bridgetown for Liberia aboard the brig Cora on April 6, 1865. They landed at Monrovia on the 10th of May 1865 and were among the founders of the Crozierville settlement on the St. Paul River, about 15 miles from the capital. After attending secondary school in the district, Berkeley studied law at the Liberia College. He received his BA degree in December 1873. On graduation, he was appointed principal of the preparatory school at the college, and later became professor of mathematics and languages. In 1878, he established a law firm in Monrovia with Henry Grimes, and also worked as editor of a popular newspaper called The Observer. In 1883, he was appointed a judge in the Monserrado County Court, followed by an appointment as Postmaster General of Liberia in 1892. From 1892, he served continuously in Liberia's cabinet for almost 12 years, serving under three different presidents. This included stints as Secretary of State and Secretary to the Treasury. Finally, he was elected President of the Republic of Liberia in May 1903. He went on to win re-election, serving a total of 8 years as president, from his inauguration in January of 1904 to January 1912. During his time in office, President Berkeley promoted policies to improve relations between indigenous ethnic groups and African-American settlers in Liberia, which had been dogged by social unrest. He also established the Liberia Frontier Force in 1908, the territory's first effective army. To stimulate the economy, he set up a Bureau of Agriculture, which worked to diversify the country's economy. By the time Berkeley left office as Liberia's president in 1912, the country was in a much improved condition, both politically and economically. In later years, Arthur Berkeley became the elder statesman of Liberian politics. He served as president of Liberia College from 1914 to 1917, and was a member of the Board of Trustees until his death. Born in Barbados on this day in 1854, he died in July 1938 at the age of 83. His nephew, Edwin J. Berkeley, served as President of Liberia from 1930 to 1943.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.